This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. And this will be a day, I should tell you, at least for the first couple of minutes of the program, of corporate profits, because it's been a rough week for some venerable names in the American economy. McDonald's and Coke, IBM, all reported very meh kind of results the past couple of days. We mention them because they are the old guard, the blue chips, the companies investors could count on for solid and steady growth. But if solid and steady becomes unpredictable and not so steady, well, then what? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
In the dating pool, blue chips are less bikers who take you to rock shows, more mom's station wagon who gets you home at a reasonable hour. Not edgy or exciting, but they are supposed to be safe. Historically, they were big, well-known companies, says Lawrence White at the NYU Stern School of Business.
Often consumer good companies like Procter & Gamble, like General Motors, like General Electric. Well, lots of generals in there, General Mills.
But White says the idea that blue chips are always safe, well, just remember that GM filed for bankruptcy. And as the market pushed higher and higher in recent years, it wasn't blue chips leading the charge, says Quincy Crosby with Prudential Financial, but she expects them to rebound and hold on to investors.
Even the companies that have been disappointing, they've got cash on their balance sheet. So they're going to try to fix the problem, and they are going to pay investors most likely for waiting while that happens by offering dividends.
Still, blue chips naturally evolve over time, says Joshua Brown, the CEO of Ritholtz Wealth Management. Tomorrow's might be a tech stock like Facebook or Chipotle, perhaps Under Armour.
They certainly have blue chip status amongst the younger generation, and if they can continue to execute the way they have, we might very well be looking at the next generation of blue chips. In order for that to happen, some of the older companies have to go away.
Brown thinks McDonald's and Coca-Cola will now hustle to catch up with consumer changes, just like Nike consistently does. He says that's a blue chip with staying power. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.